Cyclists in the Tour de France are streaming down the Champs-Élysées in the closing laps of the three-week endurance test. American Lance Armstrong holds a commanding lead as he nears his fifth straight victory in the world's preeminent cycling competition. NPR's Nick Spicer is on the Champs-Élysées. We have him on his cell phone. Hi, Nick.
Hi there.
So what kind of atmosphere is at the race? Are there a lot of people out? Thousands?
Oh, about a quarter of a million. That's the usual turnout for the final laps in the Champs-Élysées. It's festive. It's electric. There are people, all kinds of tourists, cycling fans, particularly because this is the 100th anniversary of the Tour de France. It started in 1903 as an advertising gimmick for a magazine. Nobody really followed it. Now it's the world's third biggest sporting event after the Soccer World Cup and the Olympics. So we expect about 160 million people worldwide to be watching, as well as the thousands here on the Champs-Élysées.
It rained yesterday. What's the weather like today?
Well, it's getting a little nicer. It was drizzling this morning. It's still overcast. But weather has been critical in this race, particularly yesterday. It helped Armstrong clinch his fifth consecutive victory because it cut down his rival, Jan Ullrich, in a time trial. He slipped because of rain and water on the roads, and basically handed the race to Armstrong. It was also a factor in Armstrong's relatively, well, let's say, less good performance than last year. Last year, he had a 7-minute lead when he came here in the Champs-Élysées. This year, he has a 76-second lead. So that was a factor. But the roads aren't bad today. They're not so wet that anybody will crash.
Any sight of Lance Armstrong yet?
He will be coming past me momentarily. We're watching him on a giant screen TV. He was holding up a glass of champagne, and he sort of did a little chin to the TV camera. He's looking very relaxed and happy. It was a more difficult year for him this year. He talked about fatigue. He lost a time trial to Jan Ullrich. He usually wins them all, and that, he said, made his morale drop. He was also involved in two accidents. The most spectacular one was in the Pyrenees, where he clipped a spectator, fell down, but then he bounced back up, got on his bike, caught up with the other racers, and actually won the stage. And that's where he more or less showed he was the leader of the pack.
And briefly and finally, what about American Tyler Hamilton? He broke his collarbone in a crash in the first stage. He's in a position to finish today in the top five. I mean, what's the crowd feel about him? Any sight of him yet?
Well, I haven't seen him yet, but, I mean, how can you not like him? He's made an Armstrong-like recovery and overcome adversity in an incredible way. I think it was the first stage of the race, he broke his collarbone in two places. Everybody was writing him off, but he just taped up his collarbone, continued in the race, gradually gained time on the other riders, and then in the 16th stage, a difficult mountain stage, he actually won, beating all the other riders by 2 minutes. He's an old teammate of Armstrong. He was waiting for him at the finish line, and he gave a hug and said this was the best day of the tour for him.
All right, Nick Spicer on the Champs-Élysées. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.